leader!
Order, order.
Back in the House for another three-week sitting period, most of it to be taken up by debate on Thursday's budget. The day began with questions for ministers and a quick return to business as usual.
Order. Should they do? Because he doesn't want...
Order! Prime Minister will resume his seat.
The Prime Minister, John Key, was responding to this question about the decision to tighten the tax regime on residential property investors from opposition leader Andrew Little.
Why won't he just be straight with New Zealanders and admit his new policies won't fix the Auckland housing crisis? He's just doing the bare minimum and hoping the problem will go away because he doesn't have a clue what to do.
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, under this government, we have special housing areas, of which there are about 90 in Auckland. Under this government, Mr. Speaker, we have reduced the duty on imported materials. Under this government, we have reformed the RMA and we're looking to do more. Under this government, we've introduced a new tax or bright line test for those who buy and sell investment properties. Mr. Speaker, we have done a lot in the housing area. And Mr. Speaker, I know Labor don't like it, but house prices doubled under their watch. And actually, Auckland house prices went up by 79% under the previous Labor government. Mr. Speaker, when they asked Andrew Little last week what
order.
Should they do, because he doesn't want...
Order. Prime Minister will resume his seat.
Mr. Key was soon back on his feet to answer the next question from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters, who wanted to know if the Prime Minister stood by all his statements.
Does he stand by the following statements? May last year, there is no housing crisis in Auckland. May last year also, I do not believe there's a housing crisis there's a crisis in housing. June last year, it's not a crisis. April this year, so I don't think you could call it a crisis in just last month. I don't believe a capital gains tax works.
Right, Honourable Speaker, Prime Minister.
Yes, I stand by all of those statements. Interesting enough, if you look at the information by the Real Estate Institute, across New Zealand, figures actually show that while Auckland house prices are up, the rest of the country is very mixed. Some are actually down. And interesting enough, Mr. Speaker, if you look at the equivalent period of time under Labor, or say under the last Labor government, house prices doubled. Under National, they've gone up nationally 35%.
Mr. Key's Finance Minister, Bill English, bound to keep the contents of his seventh budget secret until he delivers it on Thursday, nevertheless faced this question from one of his own national backbenchers, Chris Bishop.
How will Budget 2015 help New Zealanders and their families?
Honourable Mr.
Bill
Speaker.
English. Well, the member will have to wait till Budget Day to see the whole plan.
Mr. English then faced this question from his Labor shadow, their finance spokesman, Grant Robertson.
Does he recall saying in the 2014 budget speech, quote, there will be a small surplus next year and increasing surpluses forecast over time? And now, having broken that promise, will he be using exactly the same sentence in this year's budget speech?
Honourable Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, I do remember making that statement as part of the 2014 budget. And it indicated significant progress from an $18 billion deficit to what will turn out to be a $500 or $600 million deficit. It's fall short of the surplus that was budgeted by a bit, and that means we'll achieve surplus next year.
But back to this year's budget, and Labor's Jacinda Ardern wanted to know if it will address child poverty, putting this question to Social Development Minister Anne Tolley.
If child poverty is a priority, does that mean she was right when she claimed last year that she was working on a new child poverty package for the 2015 budget that was a, quote, very big piece of work? Or was Bill English right when he said today that there would be no new specific initiatives?
Honourable Anne Tolley.
Mr. Speaker, the PM is always right, and he has said that hardship is going to be a focus of the budget.
Actually, it was Bill English.
But it was John Key who gave this response to another question from Winston Peters.
Mr. Speaker, I haven't got a clue what the member's talking about.
Order.
Half of that's correct. He hasn't got a clue. Well, how can he stand by that statement when his government sent out this letter to veterans on 30 April, 5 days after Anzac Day, signalling cuts to the services that they receive?
Are
Speaker,
they right, Honourable Prime Minister?
I don't know what letter the member's talking about.
Mr Peters tabled the letter, so it could be a work in progress. More on our website at parliamenttoday.co.nz. I'm Tom Fruin, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.